بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سيدة أشعار فعرف بالله ستي أقدس حضرت معانا شاحكي محمد أختر صاحب نور الله مرقده التايتل إيز جلساء قرب محبت محبت من كبي ايسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زباں خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زباں خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے اگر چراغ تقویٰ میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے صلہ عشق مجازی کا یہ کیسا ہے ارے توبہ کہ عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں صنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے کہ عاشق روتے رہتے ہیں صنم خود سوتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے خطاؤں کی نظر آئی ہے دامن پر ذرا سیاہی تو اپنے آنسوؤں سے عشق اس کو دھوتا رہتا ہے تو اپنے آنسوؤں سے عشق اس کو دھوتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے گنہگاروں کی مت تحقیر کر زاہد نادا کہ ان کی آہ‌زاری پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے کہ ان کی آہ‌زاری پر فلک بھی روتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے تفرد مرشد کامل جو درد دل ہوا حاصل تو دل پر جلسا قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے تو دل پر جلسا قرب محبت ہوتا رہتا ہے محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و چاختر پر جرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے بجرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے. محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زبان خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادہ الذین اصطفى اما بعد. Respected elders and friends, this beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Shaykh Arif Billah, Rumi Waqt Mudajjid Zamana, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat is explaining here a very, very high stage of connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The Ahlullah, as they progress and the love of Allah penetrates the heart, then they reach such positions where we cannot imagine, we can't understand. And Hazrat has titled this beautiful bayan here, which is in poetic form, and it's so beautifully presented, that Jalsa-e-Qurb-e-Muhabbat. Jalsa, as our honorable illustrious Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahib Daun Barakatum has taught us, that period in between the two sajdas, that short period that you sit, it comes occasionally, that Jalsa of the Qurb, the very close proximity of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. This doesn't come all the time. Now and then the special occasions come, and this comes to the close lovers of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And when that occasions come, as Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Alayhi says, when Allah grants me that occasion, then my one sajda is far better than owning the 200 continents of the whole world. 200 countries of the whole world. Just that one sajda, that closeness of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So this is what we have to be crying and making dua to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, that apne qurb ka maza chakale, phir kabhi ranje duri mein na kar mubtala. That Allah, just give us a taste of your closeness, and then don't separate us, and don't make us sad with your separation. When a person gets involved in the just obedience of Allah, and as Hazrat has taught us here, if those occasions have to come, then how to pass through that also. So your Hazrat mentioned so beautifully, محبت میں کبھی ایسا زمانہ بھی گزرتا ہے زباق خاموش رہتی ہے مگر دل روتا رہتا ہے. That in this treading this path of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, some periods also comes in a person's life. And as a person progresses in the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, then you see his closeness to Allah and his link to Allah is what we can't imagine and understand. That the tongue is just quiet, not talking. You think this person is just sitting quiet, but he is connection with Allah. At that time he is at the arsh of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And as the pious servants of Allah, as their love grows, they reach this high position. That the heart is just crying. In the heart they talking to Allah. And they crying not over their sins, they crying over their good deeds. That, oh Allah, our good deeds is not worth being accepted in your court. We don't know whether we'll be accepted. And this is the position of the very great lovers of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, which we can just aspire to even get the fragrance of this. But we should realize and understand that where you will get this, as Hazrat explains in front, the more you connect yourself to the lovers of Allah with heart and soul and following their footsteps, then occasionally you'll get this. اگرچہ راہ تقویٰ میں ہزاروں غم بھی آتے ہیں مگر جو عاشق صادق ہے غم کو سہتا رہتا ہے. And this is the reality of this part of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. That Hazrat says, although in this part of the love of Allah, which is to gain taqwa, that true love of Allah, that connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, there are thousands of pains that will go through your heart. A woman walking past, you want to look at them. And as Hazrat explains, don't think a wali of Allah, he doesn't have desires. Then you can't be a wali of Allah. The more desire you have, the more stronger power you got to become a great wali of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And as our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, that my romantic mizaj, but how Allah gave me tawfiq to protect my gazes. Today what I'm talking from the heart, this, the talk of the love of Allah, is because of this. and our Honorable Sheikh also, we see that how they have went through the Spain in the love of Allah, in the path of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says there are thousands of pains that will go through your heart. That is, you want to commit certain things, nafs will tempt you, but for the pleasure of Allah, you enjoy that pain. You only, as we learned in the previous poems before also, that without any hasrat, without any regret, that why couldn't I do that? No, happily you enjoy that pain if for the pleasure of Allah. That is what Hazrat says, jo aashiq e sadiq hai, who that is that person who is a true lover of Allah. And that is why our Honorable Shaykh and our Dada Shaykh has taught us that Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, kunu ma'as-sadiqeen, be with the true lovers of Allah. That in their public life, private life, all the time, they are going through the pain. Thoughts come to a person's mind, and just all of a sudden, Shaitan puts a waswasa, and now if you build on that thought, you in badzan, as Hazrat explains in front also. So all just the gham, this word, this pain that will come to a person, a true lover of Allah, he just goes through all this pain. And this pain becomes enjoyable, that for my beloved, for my Allah, I'll rather sacrifice my life, but I won't enjoy this haram entertainment. I'll enjoy this pain. And in real, then Hazrat explains, if you don't go through this pain, and you fall into filth and dirt, illicit love affairs, see what is the result of this. Sila ishke majazi ka, ye kaisa hai, are toba, ke aashik rote rehte hai, sanam khud sota rehta hai. That Hazrat says, what is the result, and what is the summary and crust, sum total of this illicit love affairs. A house, foolish, toba, toba. We should be crying about this condition, particularly myself and all of us. We have to ponder that the aashiq, the lover, and this is not true love. True love is outgoing, and that is the love of Allah. Allah doesn't need our love, but Allah is offering His love to us. This artificial love and infatuation, which we think a person, young boy, thinks he fell in love with a girl. But in reality, he didn't fall in love. It's just infatuation. His passion, his desires, his ulterior motives. He want to fulfill his haram, passion and desires, and he's saying, I fell in love with that girl. And our Hazrat has taught us such a beautiful incident, that this youngster, he sees a girl walking in the street, and now he wants to attract her attention, and he's telling her that you are the most beautiful woman in the world, and there's nobody like you. And she realizes there's a terrible wolf behind me. He wants to loot my izzat, my honor, and she realizes my house is not very fast. She starts walking faster and faster. When she comes to the step of a door, then she tells him, not even looking, just looking front, she's telling him, you know what, that you say, I'm so beautiful, my sister is behind you. She is much more beautiful than me. Immediately he says, is that he turns around to look. When he turns around to look, she takes out her high heel shoes and gave him a shot on his head and say, you're a liar, just now I was the most beautiful woman. So man wants the best, and if you got the love of Allah, what better than that you can have? Allah, who is the creator of all these beauties. So the true lovers of Allah, they don't get involved in this illicit love affairs, because in this person now, even if he couldn't make contact, now in his bed he's sitting and he's crying. Or if he made contact also, he's thinking of his beloved. She's sleeping, snoring, not even thinking of him. He doesn't even want to have an affair with him, but he is crying on his bed, and he is going into depression, and he is losing his peace and happiness. So Hazrat teaches us how foolish we should just think that the love of Allah is ultimate, and this is what we should be desiring and working for. And how to get this? The first step is, khatao ki agar aayi hai daman par zara siyahi, to apne aansuon se ishq dhota rehta hai. That because of our fault and evil habits of sin, and sin, as Nabi Kareem Sawasim has mentioned, that a person commits a sin, a black dot settles on his heart. So this blackness, Hazrat says, because of our sins, agar aayi daman par zara siyahi, in our left, actually in our hearts, if this blackness, this black dot has settled, then how to wipe it out, the polish of this, and the best detergent, Allah Ta'ala has given the tears of Tawbah. They just were the tears, apne aansuon se Isku, usku, death or dota rehte. When you got the love of Allah, then you start crying, Ya Allah, what did I do? How I fell in this mess of Allah? Please forgive me. And you are crying to Allah. And immediately Allah Ta'ala is polishing that heart of yours. And now you don't have inclination towards this haram. But this has to be continuously attending the majalis. We have to be making the zikr of Allah. We have to be making tawbah istighfar continuously. And then Hazrat gives us a very, very important lesson. In this part of suluk, Shaitan brings all these detours and wants to block us from going towards Allah. Then he'll bring the thoughts in the heart, the spiritual disease, that look at that person. He is such a big sinner. May I attend majalis, etc. Hazrat says, Gunehgaro ki mat taqeer kar, eh zahid nada, ke unki aah wazari par falak bhi rota rehta hai. That a person who is a zahid, he thinks that he is an ascetic, he is disinclined from the world. And he doesn't really care of the world. But he is still immature. He hasn't got the company of the lovers of Allah. He hasn't got true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he doesn't know what is really to be disinclined from dunya. So such people, Allah ta'ala save me, the worst of all myself. That Hazrat says, never ever look down and think insignificant of any sinner. Hate the sin, don't hate the sinner. The sin we should hate, and we should make dua. Like we see a person, even a person in kufr, don't say, look at these people, they're going to the church. Make shukr, Ya Allah. You save me. Keep my iman intact, and give them also hidayat, and take us with iman-e-kamil from this world, in such a way that Allah is extremely happy. So we should never ever look down upon any sinful person. And as Hazrat has taught us, that to shave the beard is a big sin. But if you got a full sunnat beard, alhamdulillah, and you looking down at a person who cuts his beard, or trim the beard, then you in a bigger sin. You making badzan. So Allah Ta'ala save me and all to realize this reality. Because Hazrat says, you don't know which minute. That minute you might be making badzan. You in a terrible spiritual disease. He is making tawbah. In his heart he realized. He heard, oh, I did a big mistake. Cutting my beard is haram. Now he's crying. And he's making tawbah. He's asking Allah, please forgive me. His beard is not going to grow in 1 day, 2 days, even 1-2 months, a full beard. But he's already made tawbah. If he passed away in that majlis, he's got the crown of wilayat on his head. So by he is crying, the heavens, Allahu Akbar, the heavens cry to say, Ya Allah, this banda of yours is crying. Look at him with mercy. Look at him with love. And as Hazrat has explained and taught us so beautifully, behind every saint there's a history. Allahu Akbar. And behind every sinner there's a future. So don't look down at the sinner. And see how the pious servants of Allah, when Allah pulled them and made jazz, and they like to mention about the pious servants, but to take a lesson, Fuzayr ibn Ayaz, rahmatullah alayh, where he was, and how he made people the walis of Allah. What high stage he reached. So Hazrat say, teaches us, and this is the kindness of Allah. Allah's doors are never closed. Just one tear, with the love of, with the fear of Allah, sincere tawbah, and Allah wipes out all your sleep. One tear is enough to wipe out the whole oceans of sins. So we should beg Allah Ta'ala all the time. And where we will get this reality? Bafayre murshide kamil, jo darde dil hua hasil, to dil par jalsa hai qurbat hota rehta hai. Hazrat says, through the special phase, the virtue, and coming in the company of a murshide kamil, a perfect sheikh, and Hazrat has instructed me very, very sternly here, and shows the lovers of Allah when they reach a stage, then Hazrat says, this refers only to our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh. But we should realize fondly in our hearts where did we get, which is our link, and that reaches us. So Hazrat says, this is our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah, that the Zard-e Dil, that is the pain of the love of Allah that a person has got. Now sometimes you get this Jalsa-e Qurb-e Muhabbat, the special occasion that you quiet, you just think of Allah. Ya Allah, what a muhsin you are. How kind you are, Allah. You connected me and the lovers of Allah. Me and talking of Allah's love. My mouth that is so filthy with dirt, rebirth, lies, all filth and dirt. And talking of such great things, the love of Allah. and enjoying Allahu Akbar. As the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they say, Tudsa koi hamdam nahi aur na dam, koi na dam saas. There is no friend like you, O Allah. That baate to hoti rehti hai, lekin awaaz kuch nahi. All the time I'm talking, but I can't hear your voice, O Allah. But I can feel your closeness. So the friends of Allah, they get this qurb-e jalsa-e qurb-e muhabbat. And as our Hazrat has taught us, this comes very rarely. And we should be making dua all the time. That, O Allah, grant us your close proximity. O Allah, save us from your disobedience. And Hazrat then reminds us, جو غیروں پر فدا کرتا ہے اپنے قلب و جا اختر بجرم بے وفائی حق سے وہ محروم رہتا ہے. Let's remember, in this path of the love of Allah, we have to be loyal all the time. And this is what is taqwa, to be loyal to that great being who is blessing us every split moment. What all the time ihsan, our muhsin-e haqiqi, Allah Rabbul Izzat. So Hazrat says, if you forget your muhsin-e haqiqi and غیروں, other people, you sacrifice yourself. You give your life to others besides Allah Rabbul Izzat, besides Allah Ta'ala, you give your heart and your soul to anybody else besides Allah. Hazrat is addressing himself, O Akhtar, but this is a lesson for myself. And all of us should ponder that, how am I? What a namak haram I am. I eat, as in another beautiful the nasihat, Hazrat says, khate hai Rahman ki aur gaate hai shaitan ki. We enjoy the food of Allah. We enjoy the water, the air, the land of Allah. And we play the tunes of shaitan. So Hazrat says, when you give yourself, your heart and soul, fida to anybody else besides Allah. And this is not only human. This is whether it's sports, our cars, our business. Everything besides those things that will take us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything of that you give your heart and soul, then this is such a great crime and such a great sin that Hazrat says, is bajurme be wafai. This is the crime of disloyalty. You are totally disloyal to Haq Allah Rabbul Izzat, who is the true Muhsin-e Haqiqi, who is blessing us every moment. Bajurme be wafai haq se wo mahroom rehta hai. We'll be deprived of this love of Allah, this closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the time, myself, all of us, we should be begging Allah, oh Allah, never ever deprive us. And the friends of Allah, all the time, they are worried. And really, this deprivation, when you really will be concerned at the time of mort, you won't be happy till you leave this world without Iman-e Kamil. Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq to get this true reality in our hearts, inshaAllah.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. We were reading the story of this great king whom Allah Ta'ala had chosen, as it was explained beautifully in the poem. When a person gets this true love of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, then he gets Jalsa'i Qurbi Ilahi, that moments of that very closeness of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. So when that bug bit him, when that struck him, middle of the night, he left his kingdom. And he went out looking for Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us an auta of that feeling, of that desire, of the true love of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Further, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali says, حق تک رسائی نہ ہوگی بلکہ اچھا یہ عشق کا خاصہ ہے کہ عاشق کو خلوت میں بیٹھ کر اپنے محبوب کی یاد لذیذ معلوم ہوتی ہے. This is a quality of this love of Allah. It's a speciality of the love of Allah Ta'ala that a person خلوت میں بیٹھ کر, he sits in privacy where nobody knows him, nobody speaks about him or anything, اپنے محبوب کی یاد لذیذ معلوم ہوتی ہے. He just enjoys the company and to be in the presence of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. It's written of one Buzurg, the king of the time, who had bought a beautiful lady, a slave woman, and he had to go somewhere. So he thought, where must I leave the slave woman of mine? So there was a great Buzurg there. So he thought the safest is to leave her by this Buzurg. So he told the Buzurg. Buzurg said, no, I'm not prepared to, I cannot. But he forced him. And he had a taluk also like that. So then he said, well, she will stay with the woman folk. So one day his eyes just fell on her, and her love came into his heart. So beautiful she was. So he went to his sheikh, or to a sheikh, and he said, I've got this problem here. And now how to come out of this problem? So he sent him to another sheikh in another town. Go there. When he went there and he asked the people about him, the people said that he is a very, very irreligious man. He's a very bad man and he's a terrible man. What have you got to do with him? He's a terrible man. When he heard all this terrible criticism, he returned back to the first sheikh. And he told him, people are telling me about him, like that. So he said that, no, you go. I'm telling you, you go, you find out about him, and you go by him. So he went again. This time even more words they spoke about him. Even more terrible things they said about him. But he insisted to go. So when he went there, he saw this buzurg, a very munawwar face, noor of Allah Ta'ala. But a young boy was sitting there and a bottle of wine. So then he told him that you're supposed to be such a big buzurg and I've been sent by you, but this young boy, and what have you got to do with him? And why this bottle of wine here? So he said, this boy is my son. I'm teaching him Quran Sharif. And this is not a bottle of wine, there's water in there. And why I've done this? So that people don't think I'm a buzurg and leave the beautiful woman in my care. In this way they conceal themselves. And today, unfortunately, we want to make ourselves zahir all the time. We got nothing in us, but we want people must appreciate us. Hazrat Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali say, sometimes I feel like doing something by which people will think that this is a very big sinner or something, and they leave me alone and I can carry on doing the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. So this is how they love their khalwat. But we, unfortunately, we love our jalwat, to be amongst our friends, to impress them with points like this, to take out points like this and to impress our friends and to try and get the praises, etc. So may Allah bless us with this true love. When you have the true love, you are all the time in the thoughts of your beloved. پس صحرا کا سکوت عاشقین صادقین کو بھلا معلوم ہوتا ہے. So the quietness of the jungles and of the deserts where there is nobody, this the real عاشقین, they love it there. Then they can be with Allah تبارک و تعالی. And we normally in our bayans we speak a lot of the love of Allah تعالی, but besides that there is nothing. Maulana Ayub Surti, Damat Barakatum of the UK, he saw one special quality of our Shaykh, that when our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali keeps bayan, he's speaking of the love of Allah Ta'ala. After the bayan, he's still speaking of the love of Allah. While having meals, he's speaking the love of Allah Ta'ala. While going to bed, he's speaking of the love of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with these qualities, inshallah. حضور صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم فرماتے ہیں کہ نبوت کے عطا ہونے سے پہلے مجھے خلوت محبوب کر دی گئی. نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم himself says that before I got نبوت, Allah made solitude, privacy with Allah. Allah made it beloved to me. And he should go away to غار حیرہ. And there he should take his provision for 40 days at a time. And there he should just be, and he should be making the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, and he should be pondering what is the condition of the people, etc. So in that way. And after Nabuwat, now is the duty to call the people. So Ya Ayyuhal Muddathir, Qum Fa'andhir, that command it come now. So during the day then, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was doing da'wat work all the time, inviting people towards Allah Ta'ala. And then, for that jal khalwat, that being secluded with Allah Ta'ala, he still maintained that also. Ya ayyuhal muzammil, qumil layl illa qadeela. That at night, make the ibadat of Allah. Be in connection with Allah Ta'ala. So therefore, those of us who do the work of deen, We must take out time that we have private, secret time with Allah Ta'ala also. That solitude that is that with Allah Ta'ala, that also we should try and have. May Allah, out of His kindness, be kind to us and bless us with these qualities. To speak about it, to hear about it is quite easy, but may Allah make it a reality, inshaAllah. چنانچہ آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم تمام خلق سے کنارہ کش ہو کر غار حیرہ میں کئی کئی دن تک یاد الہی میں مشغول رہتے تھے. So consequently, نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, but this was before نبوت, that he stayed away from all the people, the public, and he should go to غار حیرہ, and there he should be making the عبادت of Allah تبارک تعالی for many days on end. بالآخر عشق حقیقی نے اس بادشاہ کو بھی تخت و تاج سے بے زار کر کے آدھی رات کو جنگل کا راستہ اختیار کرنے پر مجبور کر دیا. This love of Allah Ta'ala struck this king also so hard in his heart. Though he was a king, what comforts didn't he have? What pleasure didn't he have? But when that love of Allah came, then he, a middle of the night, he just gave up everything and he went out looking for Allah Ta'ala. عشق حق نے جب کیا اپنا اثر عیش اور راحت کر دیا سب تلخ تر. When the love of Allah تبارک تعالی made its effect on the king, on his heart, when it had it in effect, then all this enjoyment that he was having, the comfort that he was enjoying, in all that in fact became bitter to him. Now he could not enjoy that at all. Now it was oddly, like we find how many people today also, mashallah, when that bug bites them and they want to go in jamaat, for example, no matter who tries and stop them, they don't have the means or anything, but they are determined to go. This is from Allah Ta'ala. When that strikes you, then you are determined to go. In the same way, when the love of Allah comes in the heart, then people will criticize you. They will call you a fanatic. They will call you all types of words, that you are a very backward person, etc. But you won't be able to give up your beard. You won't be able to give up your topi, your sunnat, everything. You'll just love it and you'll just want to stick with it. But this is when Allah Ta'ala puts it in the heart. Ishki lazzat ko shah jab pa gaya. When the king got this enjoyment of the love of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, taj shahi usne sir se rakh diya. He took the king of the crown of the king and he put it one side. Now forget this also one side. Leave it. Just imagine. There is not a small sacrifice. There is a very, very big sacrifice. We can't sacrifice our gazes. We can't sacrifice our thoughts. Hey, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they sacrificed their blood for Islam. One Sahabi, going through great difficulty, finally meets his martyrdom at the age of 94. At that age, he's still fighting in the path of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Allah forgive us, Allah have raham on us. That when we are young, we have got josh, etc., then for what and what don't we use it? And even in our old age, we become so lazy, lethargic, we don't want to do anything. We are slaves of our nafs. May Allah make us His slaves. Amen. And may Allah let us turn sincerely towards Him. تخت شاہی فقر سے مبدل ہوا. The throne of the king was now changed into poverty and living a life of a person who has given up everything in this world. Now he just lived that simple life, and it's not easy when you have a comfortable life to give up your comforts. This is very, very hard. But when that love of Allah, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he had that love of Allah ta'ala, how he was being tortured, how they should take him outside the outskirts of Makkah Sharif, let him lay on the hot sand and put a hot rock on his chest, and they should torture him, that either sweat and die like this or either give up Islam, but just carried on saying Ahad, Ahad. Can we imagine this? May Allah bless us. This is when the true love comes into the heart. May Allah give us an aghuta of this love. Habbaza, e ishq sadiq, habbaza. Welcome, welcome. Oh, true love, you are most welcome. What a great quality, isn't it? Ishq mein aise hazaro baadsha, kar diye be mulk ko be takht wa kala. This love of Allah tabarak ta'ala has made thousands of kings also. When Allah ta'ala chose them, and Allah ta'ala put His love into their hearts, and thousands of kings like this, they left the kingdom, they left it, they left the crown, they left the throne, they left the army, they left everything what they possessed, and they just went away into the jungle, into the love of Allah tabarak ta'ala. Ahl-e Zahir is lazzat ko kya jaane. People who are just concerned with the Zahir, with the outward, whether it is people who are away from deen, non-Muslims for example, who are only in dunya, what can they will just call such a person a mad person. They will call him all types of names. And even Muslims, those who haven't tasted the love of Allah Ta'ala. And we mustn't think of other people, think of ourselves. Where has this love of Allah Ta'ala even still, penetrated, even where has it touched us still? Yes, as far as words are concerned, that we will still talk about. But that it hits our hearts, where we can't understand that. And that is the ordinary Muslim, even as ulama, those who haven't found the love of Allah Ta'ala. And we mustn't think of other ulama, of ourselves, what our condition is. That true love of Allah, that when it comes into the heart, what and what sacrifices won't a person make? Unhe kya maalum ke khalwat tanhai aur jungle ki sannate mein kya lutf hai? What do they know? What is in the secrecy and the privacy of being alone? Of being alone, they want to be with friends always and always trying to impress, etc. And what do they know? What is it to be alone with Allah Ta'ala? To be crying out your heart to Allah Ta'ala. And the quietness of the jungle, what do they know about that? When we went with our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, when we went to the Kruger National Park, and Hazrat said, I'm not going there to see the animals and lions and that. I'm going to see the creator of the animals. To find Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. At night we all were sleeping. But Mir Sahib Rahmatullah Ali was awake. And he was enjoying the quietness of the night. And he wrote beautiful poems at that time. That this quietness of the night, that how a person is connected with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. While we are enjoying our sweet sleep, and we want to sleep all the whole night. These people are concerned about being engaged with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Uska lutf to Allah walo se poocho. If you want to know, ask Allah wala, what is this enjoyment of having that closeness with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Like a person when he gets married. Now the wedding, all carrying on everything, perhaps walima after that, meals, whatever, all the people, but the groom in his heart and the bride in the heart, they are all the time waiting, when can we be alone with each other? Like that a person, the true lover of Allah, waits for that moment, when can I be alone with my beloved? And when they are together alone, what enjoyment don't they have? And that is also still only dunya's love. This love of Allah, and Allah is the creator of love. And the only being worthy really of being loved is Allah Ta'ala. And the place of love is the heart. And Allah is the creator of the heart also. And Allah is the creator of the love of the heart also. And Allah can change that love anytime into bitterness, etc. Allah can change it at any time. So to have the love of Allah, may Allah in His kindness and His great, great mercy bless us with an outer of that love of Allah Ta'ala. And let us not be fooled and think that I've got that love. But may Allah bless us with that reality, inshallah. Jin ke jaane dunya fani ki arzi baharon se mustaghni hokar, whose lives have become independent of the temporary enjoyments of this dunya. Those people who jin ki jaane, whose lives have become void, empty of the temporary enjoyment of this dunya. Today we are so much engaged in the enjoyment of this dunya. If not anything else, our sleep, for example. How much don't we enjoy our sleep? How much don't we enjoy our food, etc.? But those who have become independent of all those things. And if we read the story of the Sadiqeen, of the true lovers of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, we just feel so hopeless and so useless that how these people, one lady, a lover of Allah Ta'ala, when sleep used to come to her, she should run around the house and say, sleeping time is in front, in the qabr. This is the time, whereas we were worried about our sleep all the time, that I'm not getting sleep. But these people should run from sleep, that you will sleep in the qabr. Don't worry, there is not the time for sleep. All these points and words to say is quite easy. But may Allah Ta'ala bless us with this reality. بہار سے مستغنی ہو کر خلوت میں حق تعالی کے قرب سے مسرور رہتی ہے. Their lives are such that they become independent of the enjoyments of this dunya, of all the things of this dunya, and they seek the privacy with Allah Ta'ala, and that enjoyment they have all the time with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that to be with Allah, to be speaking to Allah Ta'ala, to be complaining, not in the sense of complaint, but making dua, asking Allah for their needs, etc. یہ وہ خلوت ہے کہ لاکھوں جلوتے اس پر قربان ہو. This is that خلوت, that secrecy and that privacy with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, on which hundreds of thousands of jalwat, of being in public, can be sacrificed. Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali said that sometimes I feel like doing something. I think I mentioned this just now, that people must also think like bad about me and leave me alone, so that I can be just with my Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. How many times Haji Sahib, whole night in sajda, should be by the Kaaba Sharif and making one same dua the whole night in front of Allah Ta'ala. What enjoyment they must be having. Today we can't keep our hands up for 2 minutes also. We can't put our heart towards Allah Ta'ala for 2 minutes also. And if we're asking, we're asking for our dunya also. To ask of the love of Allah, the fear of Akhirat, the fear of the day of Qiyamah, the fear of the Qabr, etc. All these things hardly cross our minds. May Allah Ta'ala in His kindness be very forgiving to us and very merciful to us. یہی معیت ہے اس محبوب حقیقی کی جو ان کی تنہائیوں کو پر بہار کرتی ہے. This is that same closeness and togetherness with Allah تبارک و تعالی which اس محبوب حقیقی کو, that the true beloved, حقیقی ہے, محبوب حقیقی کو جو ان کی تنہائیوں کو پر بہار کر دیتی ہے. It makes them enjoy that closeness with Allah تبارک و تعالی. It is this ma'iyat, this togetherness of Allah Ta'ala, that makes the true lover beloved, the true beloved Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That in privacy also, a person just enjoys and it makes their lives pur bahar. Like in the season of spring, when everything is so enjoyable, it makes their life so enjoyable. May Allah, out of His kindness, bless us with these realities, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. There is a very beautiful مضمون, respected elders and friends, that is written by our honorable Dada Sheikh Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu, that wherein Hazrat makes a very, very beautiful example that within the time frame of our lives, that every single person is making his journey towards Akhirat. But every person has to understand that whilst making this journey to Akhirat, that what is the real composition of our body,
What is our body actually made of? Where is this body going to? How is this body needed to be treated? Like how beautifully is explained by Hazrat, that how beautifully every person has to endeavor and has to strive to reach what we call the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But like we understand, it is said so beautifully, a dunya bil wasail, la bil fadail, that this world is actually a place of means. This world is not a place of virtue. For example, if a person wants to go to Durban, or if a person, for example, wants to go to a certain destination or achieve something, then a person has to, what we call, go through the system of this world. Like, for example, we see on our left and our right the students of Hifz. If a person wants to become a Hafiz, then a person needs to come to a Hifz class. If a person wants to become an Alim, then the same thing is required. In our bodies, respected friends, we've got two main things. One is we've got the body and one is we've got the ruh. And we see how beautifully our Honorable Dada Sheikh explains to us that if we use the parable or example of a rider and a horse, we'll be able to understand our bodies, respected friends. But we always understand that in the body, that what we do have is that the rider has to be in control, and we see that the horse as well. The rider must be in control and the horse must be what we call under the tutorship or under the guidance of the rider at every moment. If a person feeds that horse too much, or if a person gives it too much to eat, or if a person doesn't look after it properly, then whenever that rider pulls the horse right or he pulls the horse left, then immediately that horse won't what we call obey this person. So importantly it is that for every second that rider, the person who is the owner of that horse, he has to look after this horse every single moment. So we see in our bodies we've got the ruh, and then we've also got what we call the conveyance, which is the body. Whenever that ruh has to tell that body that it is the time for salat, or it is the time that we see a non-mahram woman in front of us, that whenever that person has to give that dawah to that body, or the ruh has to give that command, then at every single minute, that body, what we call, will obey. So how many times we see that a person finds that he's failing, a person is not able to, what we call, obey the dictates of Allah Ta'ala, of the Shariat, of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is very easily understood, respected elders and friends, that in the framework of our body, that unfortunately we see that the horse is more strong than the rider. That we see when a horse is not looked after, and this is our nafs, unfortunately. And really this is the environment that we come to. Khareeb jalte huwe dil karte apna dil, ye aag lagti nahi hai lagai jati hai. That what we have to do, respected elders and friends, that we have to light this flame within our hearts. So beautifully is explained by our Sheikh, that when a person has got a garden, and a person now has got a garden full of weeds, and he decides that Monday to Friday, this is what I'm going to do. I'll take out Monday's weeds, then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. By the time he comes to what we call to the last day, what the person will find is, what he took out in the first 2 days, those weeds, what will happen is it will be growing back again. So very easily a person has to do is just come and sit in the company of the friends of Allah Ta'ala, and a person, what we call, will light up. The best thing a person has to do is take that garden of weeds, put some petrol inside and turn a match on. And immediately what will happen is that a person in one go, a person will light up all those things. In one go a person will light up all those weeds. So when a person finds the love of Allah Ta'ala, respected elders and friends, that nafs that was what we call taking a person to the gallows of sin and vice, we see this is happening all the time, respected friends. We are challenged with this at every nook and corner. So many years ago, if we look in what we call a nude magazine, what was only allowed about 20 or 30 years ago was what we say that a woman was allowed in underwear. And this was what we call a person had to purchase this over a counter, and it was in a plasticized packet, and the person would ask the person, how old you are? Now look at today, if we look at the billboards, respected elders and friends, what our children are exposed to. But we should never despair, respected elders and friends. Allah Ta'ala has kept a system that is greater than the system of darkness. Just one point and we'll conclude. If a person looks in this masjid that we're sitting, that it is quite dim. But if a person has to add more light in here, obviously the darkness will go away. So we understand that light is more powerful than darkness. Today we have brought too much of darkness and too little of light. So all a person has to do is milne walo sirah paydakar. That if you want to understand the road, like we started that little verse that came in my heart, that ad-dunya bil wasail la bil fadail, this world is what we call a place of is a place of means, not a place of virtue. So if we want the love of Allah Ta'ala, respected elders and friends, just put that heart near that heart that is burning vibrantly with that flame. Make that open intention, open a person's heart, and inshallah it will come.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم فاذكروني أذكركم لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين فاعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار اللهم أرضنا وارض عنا اللهم أرضنا وارض عنا اللهم أرضنا وارض عنا اللهم ارض عنا رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يبلغنا إلى حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم اجعل خير أيامنا يوم نلقاك فيه وأنت بنا راض ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله على النبي الأمي برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله